You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. I've broken down the two games in depth there that you could check out. We broke down the Bengals-Chiefs there in depth, the AFC Championship game. That will be the first kickoff there on Sunday. And the evening game as we go into the Pacific time zone, played at SoFi Stadium. Also the site of the next game there for whoever wins this, Super Bowl 56. It's the 49ers and Rams again for the third time this season. The Rams and 49ers, we know, played in Week 18. The 49ers came back to win that game, and they got into the playoffs, and they've won two games now, upsetting the Cowboys, upsetting the Packers. Can they do it again against their arch-rival from the division in California? And we know the 49ers have won six straight games in this series. So a lot of fun to break this game down for you. We'll do that in a moment. First, before we dive into that, I got to first thank you so much for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available to you on all platforms. All right, let's set the table here for the NFC Championship game. The 49ers are 3.5-point underdogs. It's been at a field goal with the hook a little bit, 3.5 there. 45.5 is the over-under, so a little bit under 50. So expecting a competitive game, but maybe not a big shootout as the Bengals and Chiefs, partly because you have two better defenses, I think, overall on the field in this one. So we'll break down the 49ers offense. So when they have the ball first, then we'll do the Rams offense, and we'll close the show with my prediction, final feel for this game. So it should be a lot of fun. These two teams know each other well. Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. Let's start with San Francisco. Debo Samuel, every time he's played here in this matchup, three straight seasons. He was the draft pick there in the second round in 2019. He's dominated this. So he's had one game where he was kind of used as a rookie, but they've used him as a hybrid player in most of these games. The first big breakout, he was that kind of runner, and then that kind of gave them the idea to develop what he was now. So Debo Samuel is going to be extremely hard to stop. The biggest thing also for the Rams is they like to put Jalen Ramsey on one person, and he is not necessarily a traveling cornerback, but it's impossible to stay with Debo Samuel because you move him around, you can put him in the backfield. You can't have Jalen Ramsey wasted as a spy in the backfield. That's going to create other matchups. And what we saw last time is people were so concerned about George Kittle here on this defense. So Samuel out of the backfield was tough. He's actually an interesting change of pace from Elijah Mitchell. So people say, why did the 49ers use this one rookie that can have some problems at times? He had a penalty that was key. But that's because they're complementing him well with Samuel here in the running game. So I don't think that's going to change here. He's been too effective in the hybrid role where you would want them to mix it up there at all. So Kyle Shanahan is pretty steadfast with what he does. The other thing he doesn't do is force in Trey Lance. There's no special packages. They did that in one game early in the season, but Trey Lance started there for Garoppolo when he was hurt. But other than that, you haven't seen too much. The games that he started, the Cardinals not so good. The Texans was very good there for Trey Lance. So part of it is just having everything else in the offense clicking. So Debo Samuel is going to be fine. Again, I think he might manufacture his day a little bit, maybe getting 50 yards rushing somewhere there, 50 to 60 receiving, and a score. So he's just been money as that dual threat all season long, and that's not going to change here. Elijah Mitchell, I like to run well as well. He'll get nice volume here. And the 49ers have owned this matchup in terms of rushing production. So Eli Mitchell is going to set things up, and that should mean trickle-down success for Samuel there. So where else do you go in this 49ers offense where the matchups lie here? So Jalen Ramsey's only one person. Did they put him at times with George Kittle? That's been happening before in some tight end matchups. Last week, it was a lot of Mike Evans with the Bucs switched off there on Jalen Ramsey, was throwing the shorter passes to Mike Evans. Then it eventually opened things up downfield. So you could see something develop like that. Last game was Jawan Jennings going off, including winning touchdown there in overtime. You also had Brandon Ayuk break 100 yards in that game. So it's all about picking their poison if they're the Rams. And I think they said, okay, Ayuk can beat us, but Kittle won't. They might rethink that a little bit here because Garoppolo got in the groove with the wide receivers. And Kittle, again, I think if you let it bleed a little bit and give up some catches to Kittle, you don't get those big plays downfield necessarily. You get those short to intermediate throws. So it's all about limiting those big plays so the Rams don't get in a negative game script. The 49ers don't get confidence here. The biggest thing is the 49ers want to sustain long drives. So if you give them a cushion and protect against what Kittle and Ayuk and Samuel can do, they're going to run the ball and pivot to either Mitchell or Samuel and hand it off here with Garoppolo. So well-designed offense. Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel, the offense coordinator, have been on point with the scheming, the use of the personnel here. I like bringing in Jennings last time against the Rams. He had such a good matchup in that game. The Rams linebackers are also not the same coverage unit without Corey Littleton removed from him in that second level. They've been decent, but nothing spectacular there. So what the 49ers do really well, and I documented that at Sporting News, was the fact that they go away from the strength. So they're going to be careful here. The one question mark we have for the 49ers in terms of how they approach this game is Trent Williams. They want him healthy at left tackle. He's been able to play through injuries. He's got an ankle issue, so he's the best offensive tackle in the game right now. There's no doubt about it. He's an all-pro, and he's carried over late in his career and stayed very healthy for the 49ers. He knows Shanahan's offense really well from his days in Washington. So this guy's pretty critical for what the 49ers want to do. You can keep Von Miller at bay on the edge. And now, if you can neutralize Aaron Donald, which they've done with the interior offensive line, contain him. He's only had a sack and not much disruption here in the last six meetings. Then, again, part of that is running the ball, sticking with it, wearing them down there. So if you neutralize three guys that are pass defense impact players, you would say, let's run it as much as possible, wear them down, create the better matchups. And that's what Kyle Shanahan does. So if they can keep Von Miller there contained, that's the third person you worry about after Donald Ramsey, then you feel really good about the 49ers offense continuing to have success. So really good coaching. Let's hope Williams is in there. He didn't play the last time, so that's interesting there as well. They really did well without him up front. Good blocking scheme overall, but Williams is a game changer because I don't think they can get anything done if he's sealing down the blind side of Garoppolo here. So, and I could see the pivot to making sure Ayuk doesn't beat them or Jennings and then open it up more for Kittle in this game to rebound. Kittle has had a lot of great success against Rams. So I think this is going to be a Kittle and Samuel game, kind of the classic combination here that's allowed San Francisco to dominate this matchup of late. Again, Mitchell should get some help from Samuel. I don't think anyone else is going to get involved. We've seen it. Jeff Wilson, Jermichael Hasty. When Trey Sermon was healthy, he was in there, but it was all when Mitchell was hurt. So when Mitchell's been the guy, they're going to feed him. So I would expect 20 carries, no less than that, at least here for Mitchell. Samuel, again, gets 6 to 8 there to complement him. And I guess he would get 68 targets as well. So keep in mind, again, that's what teams do. They adjust from what they did last time. So I think everything screams to the Rams trying to change it up and make sure the other wide receivers don't beat them and maybe give up a little bit more to Kittle and Samuel in this particular matchup. And 49ers is a pretty decent running game. The Rams have been good against the run, but they're vulnerable enough where the 49ers can control the action up front. So really, everything you like is there. I just think it's going to be a little different from the previous meeting where the principals do a little bit more damage than the peripheral players in this game here. And again, we'll see about Williams' injury. That's the biggest thing 49ers are looking to get right in this game. And the Rams also have a left tackle issue. We'll get into that in our next segment. Before we do that, I've got to tell you about Get Upside. Hey, fantasy football fans, this is Vinny Iyer, incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called Get Upside. My listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use the promo code TOUCHDOWN for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. You fill up and you get it all in cash back. Don't pay full price to the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the free app and use the promo code TOUCHDOWN for 25 cents per gallon or more back in your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a year in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or for an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use the promo code TOUCHDOWN to get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. Again, that's the promo code TOUCHDOWN only at GetUpside. All right, we will break down the Rams' offense here when they have the ball against the 49ers and what to expect there. Do have a programming reminder that's very important for you. Super Bowl week is just around the corner, a couple weeks away here. Peacock and Williamson, the NFL show here on the podcast network, taking it to the road in Los Angeles, and they'll be there for Super Week to cover things from the site of the Super Bowl, which is SoFi Stadium, where this game also will be played. So check out Peacock and Williamson, Brian Peacock, the host, and Matt Williamson, former NFL scout, and his insight there. And as an addition, I'll be there on site for sporting news as well. So excited about getting back to Super Bowl here this year for sporting news. And you can follow me, that's SN and Locked On there, live from Los Angeles. Speaking of Los Angeles, time to break down the Rams' offense here in the NFC Championship game. Let's go first to what we think is going to happen in the running game. We'll change it up a little bit. Running game here, I figure Cam Akers is still going to get the bulk of the work here. The funny thing about Sean McVay, he can be fickle about his running backs, but not in a game in itself. It's more from week to week. And really, he rode Daryl Henderson early because Sonny Michel was just getting used to the offense coming over from the Patriots late. Michel was added there as a contingency for Cam Akers. Then Henderson got hurt. Then Michel looked really good down the stretch, including against the 49ers in week 18. And then you had Cam Akers, the fast recovery from the Achilles. So two fumbles lost last week. He wasn't all that effective. He was facing the Bucs' run defense, which no team really runs on effectively. So that's something to keep in mind here. The 49ers are more middle of the pack with their run defense, but have gotten better of late as their linebackers have been healthy to help Fred Warner. So they got Drake Greenlaw and El-Shahir on the second level there for San Francisco. So I don't think the Rams are going to have a lot of success running. I don't think that they'll stick with it. I think they've been enamored with the pass of Matthew Stafford. That could be a downfall in this game for McVay because you have a great pass rush there. And we'll see about Andrew Whitworth playing, and they think he will return here. Joe Noteboom had to play there and block a little bit more on the left side. So Whitworth is supposed to come back, but hands full for sure on the edges for these tackles here with him and Rob Havenstein. You've got Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead. They're just tearing it up of late. And if you can rush the passer with four guys and drop everyone back in coverage, you're going to have a lot of success in the NFL. It's been tried and true. Remember, that's how the Giants won Super Bowls, a couple Super Bowls there, upsetting the Patriots both times. You just get it done because he drops a lot of guys in coverage. You can have the confusing coverage relics. You can still get after the quarterback and really high rate of pressures with only front four operating for the 49ers last week against the Packers. So love how this pass rush is playing. That's why I think Matthew Stafford can be contained with the downfield passing. I think you'll see a high volume to Cooper Kupp, as we always do, underneath Pasadena Beckham Jr., and a little bit more Tyler Higbee at tight end involved here. I don't think you'll see a lot of field stretching there. The 49ers are not going to make fundamental mistakes in the back end and get Kupp free. They'll let Kupp have his 10 catches. If it adds up to 100 yards, they'll be fine. As long as they don't get burned for the big play, which the 49ers pretty much are good at doing with their zone defense, and they'll be fine. They're not going to be nearly as aggressive because they won't have to be. They won't have to blitz to get Matthew Stafford. They will get to Matthew Stafford another way. So Stafford could have a few struggles because of Bosa and Armstead. You also have the two safeties playing very well here, Jaquaski Tart and Jimmy Ward. You also have Fred Warner. He's been outstanding as a cover linebacker. So it's going to be hard throwing in the middle of the field. So I think that's where things will funnel. So Higbee, it's not the easiest matchup against the 49ers when you have Tart and Warner in the lineup. So something to keep in mind. They could cool off there at that position. So I think Odell Beckham Jr. and the underneath routes will be key here in this one to work away from the 49ers secondary downfield, where you have Emmanuel Mosley here as their best corner left. We'll see if Ambry Thomas can return for this game. They're pretty weak on the back end, but again, the front four really masks some of the deficiencies there, that they've lost some bodies, don't have Richard Sherman anymore at his top peak. He's now done for the year with the Buccaneers, so it's a little different, a little bit inexperienced there, but they do it scheming, have the middle of the field well covered with Warner. Linebackers very active. The safeties have been together forever there, Tart and Ward. So middle of the field is going to be buyer beware a little bit for Matthew Stafford. So again, I like maybe taking a few shots to Van Jefferson Jr., but I think it's going to be a lot of underneath to Beckham and Kupp in this game. quite a bit. They'll try to get Higbee involved, but I think he has a tougher matchup here in general. So, again, I don't expect a lot of bombs to Jefferson, really, to Beckham, Kupp. It's going to be more contained, compressed passing game here for the Rams, and that's what gives them a lot of trouble, is that they're not going to be able to stretch the field in the way they want, play off the running game, and throw downfield, which is very effective with Matthew Stafford's big arm. But when you don't have the running game working and you don't have a lot of time, it's really hard to get the ball deep. So, again, underneath, short passes, the wide receivers mainly are going to get it done for the way Rams move the ball. And I think they'll run pretty well with Cam Akers. They'll probably use him out of the backfield as well in this extension there to catch passes. So Rams offense will have success, but I think the 49ers defense matches up better against the Rams offense than the other way around. I just like it. Again, part of it is the Rams are limited with a few guys. They don't dominate on one area. They're weaker at linebacker, all of the above here. That's why I go in 49ers. I think 49ers are a little bit more complete defensively. The Rams have the superstars and the main disruptors. The 49ers just better overall. And they do have a couple of elite guys, too, in Bosa and Warner. So that's kind of like the 49ers to move the ball a little bit better than the Rams in this game. Rams have to be patient and not make mistakes. And that's going to be hard for Matthew Stafford, not getting those big plays there available in this game the way that opened up in the Buccaneers matchup late. All right, we will get into our prediction here, how we think the game is going to play out. You probably know where I'm leaning here, but 49ers-Rams, the official word here on Locked On Fantasy Football. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website. To sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, just use our promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your Vegas casino games of choice, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for you at BetOnline for the 2022 season, whatever the season is, wherever we are in the season, playoffs and beyond, football and beyond. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to break it down and give our prediction for this game. Now, we talk about offense a lot, and we talked about defense quite a bit, but special teams, I think, are going to be a factor. The 49ers beat the Packers on special teams. The Rams are pretty good as well with Matt Gay and Johnny Hecker. And the return game, sometimes they use Kupp there, but I like the 49ers as that edge in the third phase. I think the 49ers have the slight edge overall with the way their defense is constructed over the Rams' defense. And 49ers offense, they don't have the quarterback the same level there between Jimmy Garoppolo and Matthew Stafford, but a lot of other things going on here for the 49ers. They're horizontal, quick, fast, get the ball out, make some big plays. That way the Rams are going to be contained here and making the big plays. So I look at it as another close game for sure. These are rivals. The 49ers blew out the Rams at home early in the season. Then the Rams had the big lead, 2-touchdown lead. The 49ers stuck with the run. Things opened things up. And it was a nice comeback that was completed in overtime in the passing game. So it is hard, we know, to beat a team three times in a season, but it's also very difficult for a team to win a series six consecutive times, and especially when the Rams have been good, the 49ers, just down last year, were a little bit down with all their injuries. They still were able to complete the sweep here, partly because Jimmy Garoppolo's healthy and Samuel's healthy for those games. So, again, they have a lot of confidence going in. They should have the home field advantage, really. I know they're Rams and Los Angeles were trying to keep the 49ers fans out, but there are a lot of 49ers fans in general who already live in California that are coming to this game, and will get there and make some noise here ahead of going to SoFi Stadium, where they really want their team to go. So going with the mild upset here, it's only 3.5 for a reason. The 49ers can handle the Rams pretty well. Pretty much a pick'em game if this wasn't a neutral site, and I consider Los Angeles more of a neutral site that tilts towards the 49ers. So going to the 49ers, 27-24 in this one. And so we like the game to go a little bit over. 49ers to get the cover and win straight up, just like I like the Bengals there in the AFC Championship game. So going with the two underdogs, not only to take care of the number, but also to win outright here. And we're going with two overs as well with our scoring for sure in the championship games. Too much offense on the field, even though the defenses have made some impact plays. And there's some vulnerability on all the offenses. Now, thanks so much for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen. Now, make your second listen, Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q the expert analysis of Lee Sterling there. So our gambling sister show here on the Locked On Network. Check it out right now. It's called Locked On Bets. For Locked On Fantasy Football, we'll have one more show to close the week. We'll look at DFS. We'll look at DraftKings and FanDuel for the Sunday slate to those two games for Bengals Chiefs and 49ers Rams. So we'll break those down for you from a DFS perspective. Put all the things we learned in the blender from our matchups and put it out there for a lineup for you on DK and FD. So we'll do that to close the week. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow for Lineup Friday.